This summer's National Charter Schools Conference kicked off with a Mardi Gras parade. Local charter school leaders rode by on floats. They tossed plastic cups and beads to the crowd, made up of educators and policymakers from around the country. It was a festive start to a conference partly focused on what other school districts can learn from New Orleans. There are many lessons, but perhaps one of the largest, even in a decentralized system, schools need oversight.
You can't have a completely unregulated system and expect to have every child educated in the way that they deserve to be educated.
That's Joshua Perry, executive director of the Louisiana Center for Children's Rights. One hallmark of New Orleans reform is a heavy focus on testing. That's brought gains. Test scores, graduation rates, and college entry rates have all improved, according to state data. But it also creates an incentive for schools to push out low-performing students.
When the only thing that's important are scores, you can unfortunately start to see bad behavior in service of getting scores up. Young people pushed away from school and out of the school system.
That can happen on the front end when students apply to schools. Tulane University's Education Research Alliance found some charter schools tried to steer away undesirable students. Here's researcher Haria Jabbar.
Even after the student was admitted, having an interview process where they made sure that they were a good fit, that they could meet the high expectations of the school, and students who they didn't think could meet those expectations, they suggested that they go somewhere else.
She found schools used other tactics to recruit the right kinds of students and keep out the wrong ones, like holding invitation-only promotional events or not reporting open seats. The big takeaway, she says.
Schools need to have some kind of centralized oversight to make sure that parents are able to access schools. There is a fair marketplace.
And that once students are in school, they can stay. Until recently, each charter held its own expulsion hearings, and that left room for them to skirt the law. Some had shockingly high expulsion rates. But in the past few years, there's been a shift. Now the state-run recovery school district oversees enrollment and expulsions. There's a central application for most schools and a central hearing office for expulsions. Both are praised as key steps toward a more equitable system where schools can't cherry-pick or easily kick out students. Again, here's Joshua Perry.
It's incontrovertible now that the percentage of youth expelled in New Orleans is lower than the statewide percentage, and that's something that New Orleans should feel really, really good about.
Perry says he'd like to see a similar process for suspensions and a way for schools to get graded not only on test scores, but on how well they serve every student. As for parent satisfaction with the landscape, it depends who you ask. Martisha Lancaster chose a KIPP school for her son. She likes the early emphasis on college, the fact that her third grader can rattle off his top five college choices.
When I was eight, I didn't even think about college. It's good that they're instilling it now. It gives them a long-term goal.
Lancaster's son got into and is thriving at his first choice school. Ashauna Bigard and her eight-year-old daughter had a different experience. They didn't get into their first choice, an A-rated, high-demand Montessori school, and Bigard wasn't thrilled with most of her other options. Her daughter is now starting at her third school.
It does feel painful when you're sending your child to a school that you know is not healthy for them. And when my child comes home from school and she's miserable, it hurts.
New Orleans rebuilt its school system in a rush after a disaster. For other districts moving at a slower pace, there's a critical lesson. Create incentives and provide oversight so schools educate all students. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Mallory Falk.